This is Quick Info Talk.
Hello and welcome to Quick Info Awards 2007. Our panel of judges broadly divided the awards into three categories: Best Test Performances, Best ODI Performances and Best T20 Performances. Yuvraj Singh was declared the winner of the Best T20 Batting Performance and RP Singh was voted as the Best T20 Bowling Performance. Yuvraj Singh, 70 of 30 against Australia in the T20 World Cup semi-final, won the award for the Best T20 Batting Performance. Jeffrey Boycott thought that Yuvraj Singh's innings were special because watching Australia get beaten was always a lot of fun.
Now, Yuvraj Singh in the 2020 70 off 30 balls was extraordinary. I've always thought that he'd do well in one day cricket rather than test cricket. He has a lovely free swing of the bat, lovely big arc. It's almost like a wide arc that a golfer's play. And he plays so freely and uninhibitedly that it's not a surprise that he scores quickly in one day cricket. That he got six sixes off Stuart Broad, well, that was a rare event. I thought that Stuart Broad for England was very inexperienced. He bowled too many length balls. And when he tried to get it in the boco, in the Yorker style, he wasn't good enough to do it. And against Yuvraj Singh when he's going, it gave us all a wonderful spectacle. It was entertainment. It was exciting. And it was just thrilling to watch. So, for my money, 70 off 30 balls versus Australia. And any time you can beat Australia or wallop their bowlers, it's always fun.
Ramiz Raja believes that Yuvraj Singh's aggression and body language pushed his team to believe that they could beat Australia and beat any team that they would meet in the finals.
Now, if ever there was drama and passion and valour in a performance, this knock from Yuvraj had it all. You don't see Australians being mauled too often on a cricket ground, and that too at a crucial stage of a tournament. Yuvraj, great hitting, did them in on the semi-final day. He announced himself in no uncertain terms with a six-over square leg and incredibly did not allow the tempo or the quality of his innings to slip. In fact, his innings achieved new heights of brilliance after almost every six balls. His range of shots was extraordinary and kept on pulling off one great hit after another. In fact, it was his aggression and strong body language during the innings that transformed his team's thinking and make up and make them believe that they could beat any team in the final. They entered the final with this Yuvraj given confidence and turned out to be the better team in crunch moments to take the 2020 final. Yuvraj is a box office hit and this 30 ball 70 has to be rated as the best 2020 knock ever played.
Yuvraj Singh was the star of the tournament and his form in the T20 World Cup was the main reason why India won the cup, says Sanjay Manjrekar.
Well, Yuvraj Singh was in terrific form in the World 2020, one of the main reasons why India went on to win the title. Now, this knock against Australia, it was a big game. Australia, the favourites with the reputation that they carry in world cricket. And they had a good attack too, headed by Brett Lee. But Yuvraj Singh was unstoppable, you know, especially after that feed when he hit six sixes in an over in the last game against England. He was well rested and he was ready to take on the Australians. I'll never forget that one six that he hit of Brett Lee. I think it was just a flick over square leg, which was one of the longest hits seen on those grounds. And what's great to see about Yuvraj Singh is when he hits those boundaries and sixes, most of them are in front of the wicket, which is more difficult for a batsman against fast bowlers. You know, when you use the pace of the bowler and hit him over third man or towards fine leg, then, you know, you're using the pace of the bowler. But Yuvraj Singh played a lot of shots in front of the wicket. And, you know, for a man who comes from India, who's not really accustomed to playing fast bowling, you know, when we grow up in India, we don't play fast bowling as much. For him to dominate the Australian fast bowlers and actually all the fast bowlers in that 2020 championship in South Africa made it a truly exceptional performance. And this inning just set up India's win. And apart from it being the decisive knock, whenever Yuvraj Singh bats well, it's a treat. It was one of, I think, the greatest cameos that I saw, along with the one in which he hit six sixes in an over, Stuart Broad, in that match against England. These were a couple of, some of the greatest cameos that I've seen from a batsman. So that was Yuvraj Singh, the star in the World 2020.
RP Singh's 4 for 13 against South Africa in Durban during the T20 World Cup has been awarded the Best T20 Bowling Performance of 2007. According to Sanjay Manjrekar, the most striking feature about that bowling performance was that RP Singh got his basics right and bowled the way one doesn't normally see in a T20 game.
Well, to start with, I don't think India, you know, had a real chance against South Africa, the home team, in conditions that suited the home team. And India, you know, far away from home, have never really done extremely well. But this Indian team was proving everybody wrong, and just happened to come up with excellent performances under pressure. And this is one such performance. I think one of the most striking aspect of the bowling of RP Singh was that he didn't bowl like one would bowl in a 2020 game. He kept the ball up. He did the basics right. He tried to get the ball to swing, the new ball to swing. Didn't get the support that he would have liked with Srishant starting off, giving away too many runs in the first over. But then bowled a beautiful delivery, RP Singh, to get rid of Herschel Gibbs, the dangerous Herschel Gibbs. And it was because the ball was full and it swung, and he had Herschel Gibbs' leg before. And then another good wicket of Graham Smith, followed by the wicket of Sean Pollock. So three big wickets and very economical spell of bowling as well. And RP Singh, I thought, had a wonderful series, and this was one of his more important performances. He's a natural seamer of the ball who likes to get it to swing, likes to pitch the ball up, has good wrist behind the ball. So I've always found him to be a guy who will somehow get the ball to seam and swing when most other Indian bowlers wouldn't. So outstanding performance there by RP Singh, 4 for 30 versus South Africa in the World 2020.
Daryl Cullinan loved the fact that RP Singh stuck to conventional swing bowling in an age where bowling is all about pace, and that his performance gave India the belief that they could pull off stunning victories all the way to the finals.
India, bat at first, got 153 for 5. They were battling in the beginning, but a good partnership in the middle order by Sharma and Dhoni got them to that score, which is competitive to say the least. In the end, South Africa only managed 116, having to get 126, even though they'd lost the game, to put New Zealand out of the T20 World Cup. It was a sad, dramatic exit by South Africa. It had been unbeaten previously, and just underlined some old thoughts and ghosts from the past, which no one really in South Africa wanted to be reminded about. How did it all start? How did India pull off this win? It was a brilliant bowling performance by RP Singh up front. The value of swing bowling in this format, something unusual from a left-armer, genuine late in-swing, from both over and around the wicket, in tandem with Srishant, really knocked South Africa back. 5 of the top 7 batsmen were all bowled, with India really backing up Srishant and RP Singh with some brilliant fielding, particularly by Kartik in the slip cordon, and a brilliant run out, which really put South Africa back. Singh really came on the map in that Srishant's first over went for 11. One felt then that the pressure was on him. And it was also the timing of his dismissals. He got Gibson Smith up front. Gibbs with a late in-swinging beauty. Smith playing away from his body. And then coming back in the middle, it was Pollock and Morkel, the two dangerous players that he'd also got out. Stunning delivery from around the wicket, late swing under lighting Durban at night, which has always been receptive to some good swing bowling. Quicker than you think, it is accuracy, that swing I keep talking about, and a great control by RP Singh, which really gave India that impetus and belief, and they pulled off a stunning victory, which they took all the way to the final. It's fantastic in an age again where it's all about pace, to really see some old-fashioned controlled swing from a crafty performer, and it has really taken RP Singh's career to greater heights.
That is what our experts had to say about the best T20 performances of 2007. This is Meghni Mangla signing off.
This is Quick Info Talk.